Good morning. My name is Abu Saeed and I'm a PhD student at Texas Tech University under the supervision of Dr. Hickey and Dr. Kelly. With my presentation, I will show how we can improve the prediction of urine quality by using the HVA fibrogram. So almost entire cotton industry depends on the high volume instrument for the measurement of fiber length. So let's take a look how HVA measures the fiber length. After the preparation of a fiber beard, it scans the beard from 0.15 inch away of the comb to the end of the beard and produce the fibrogram curve. And from that curve, HVI reports two length measurements, that is upper half mean length and uniformity index. Our investigation shows that HVI used two specific points from that curve, and which is 7.8% and 1.8% span lengths. And you can see these two points, they are representing longest part of the curve, and a large portion of the curves are unused currently. Moreover, these two points are very close to each other on the curve. So, and we demonstrated that these two points, they are highly correlated, which tells us that we don't use unique types of variation. So we use this whole curve to see if we can extract additional variation by using the whole curve. And we demonstrated that we can get more than one independent types of variation from this curve. Now the question is that additional variation is useful to predict the yarn quality? For this, I used 60 PCIC samples, measured them for regular HVA fiber properties, and for the whole fibrogram with HVI and yarn quality. Then I designed partial least square regression models to predict the yarn quality by fiber properties. The R squares of that PLS Rs and the mean square error of cross validation were used to compare the performance of different models. So here I'm showing only two yarn properties by using three different models. For the first model, I have all the HVA properties except the length parameters. And then for the second model, I add upper half mean length and uniformity index to the first model. And then the third model, I replace the upper half mean length and uniformity index by the fibrogram. And here you can see by replacing the current HVI length parameters by the fibrogram information, we improve the R square. And at the same time, we reduce the mean square error of mirror by using the fibrogram, which tells us that the model with the fibrogram predicts yarn quality more accurately than the model with the standard HVI length parameters. So it is the same HVI, but we can predict the yarn quality better. So if breeders and spinners, they use the model with the fibrogram, they would be more confident during their selections. So with this, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this project and Plains Cotton Growers for the materials. And I would like to invite you to visit my posters. My poster number is 73. I would be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.